always go to your doctor's appointments, because if you don't, they will send someone looking for you.
Welcome to Fart Talk. With Ricky.
And Lex.
Yeah, welcome to Fart Talk.
Fart Talk. It's
Ricky. And Lex. And we got Daddy Goods up in the house.
Daddy. Just call me Daddy, though. Like, don't even say the goods. If you say the goods, then you got to give them to me. No, I'm playing. Oh, snap.
Just going down. Not you.
Just all these noises.
I'm just talking like in general. Like, damn.
It's like a lot of noises all at once.
I know. Excuse me, man. I just got a lot going on over here.
We had to do like a setup where we're like have to have Scott real loud in my head. But it's cool. I want to hear them. I want you to enjoy them. The audience will enjoy seeing me suffer.
Man, you all got like the ultimate studio going on over there, man. Shout out to that right quick. Thank you.
It's looking like the new setup.
Man, I love the new setup. That's like taking it to the next level. That's what you got to do for podcasts, man. Man, being in the podcast game, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to like really just like indulge, dive in, get new studios, you know, like just do it every single week. I think that's what like really separates like the podcast from like any other person doing a podcast out there, is because it's like, everybody is doing podcasts now, right? But like, it's the consistency that really sets you apart. So, and then also like, what's the niche of the podcast? And this one is Fart Talk, right?
Yeah, this one is Fart Talk.
And we talk a lot about farts. So like, man, what's going on? Are you two farting over there tonight or what?
Hopefully we will be after we're done recording this episode, because we're going to go get some food.
What kind of food is on the menu? Please tell me Mexican food.
What do they have over at that place?
It's like a convenience store.
Yeah.
But they like serve the good stuff, or is it like...
You probably get some bean dip or some like chips. They probably don't have sushi because it's a weekend. But you know, like convenience store sushi.
Yeah.
You know, like, you want to know something cool about sushi that I never really knew until I really started going on TikTok? And I'm kind of old, so I'm not that old. I mean, I'm 33, but you know, like, I'm kind of past the age where TikTok was really a thing for me. But anyways, I indulged in it very late. And something that I learned on TikTok is that the fish is like... All right, so we know that we have sushi that has eel in there, right?
Eel.
My pronunciation is really always fucked up because I have this like weird like accent with my voice. Apparently, this is what everybody tells me, but like, it's not an accent to me. It's just like some weird like, I don't know. Anyways, all right. So eel is on sushi, right? All right, so. Apparently, eel is something that I gotta stop saying that word. It's something that no scientist, no biologist, no sea marineologist, whatever the fuck they call them, right? It's like some kind of fish that doesn't even like have any sex organs. So they have no idea how they, you know, replicate, how they, you know, keep on becoming more eels in the ocean and in the waters or whatever.
This is not true. Is this true?
Fuck yes, it is. This is like some true shit. This is some shit that I just found out too. And it's crazy because they've realized that they only come out of the area where the Bermuda Triangle is, which is some wild
no, shit. No.
Oh, for real, that's what's being told. Do you know anything about eels?
Oh, I'm sure that's what's being told. I can't believe that. Can you, Lexi?
All right, let me I feel like I'm on Clubhouse. Let's reset the room. let's reset the pod. Okay, so for those of you that are listening, Daddy Goods from, he's a co-host of Side Friend Chronicles, right? He has completely just hijacked our podcast right now because he has his own soundboard.
It's not even me pressing the sound.
This is like Fart Side Friends mashup, a special edition. But Daddy, what's up with the sign behind you, the Plenty of Feet Pod? Are you guys having a spinoff off the Side Friends?
Yeah, we're having a spinoff because Stella, my co-host on the Side Friend Chronicles, for those of you who don't know what's going on with the Side Friend Chronicles, it's we ended up doing like a foot cam on the Side Friend Chronicles, and yeah. She doesn't want to do it no more because it's not really in line with what we truly felt like the Side Friend Chronicles was all about. So we're doing a spinoff. Well, I'm doing a spinoff now, which she fully supports. And actually, she's going to be on the podcast sometime soon, which includes the foot cam. And it's pretty much something that a lot of the foot fetish community really indulge in. And I just want to let everybody know that it's something that exists now on the YouTube mm-hmm. and podcast hemisphere or whatever the word may be. So it's out there. So that's what my background is all about. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love that you're doing that too. I know Ricky is not super familiar with your guys' podcast, mm-hmm. but so Estella, his co-host, is a good friend of mine, friend of the family. Shout out to Estella. And yeah. She started showing her feet on, like, just for, how did it start off? Like, was it a joke at first or?
Totally a joke at first. Well, it was more so of us trolling the internet, really, because we started the podcast and I'm probably about like 10 episodes in. Pretty much we realized that the foot fetish people didn't like us. And so we started trolling them and started putting our feet on the podcast because it was my feet too, and not just hers.
Yeah, I remember.
Yep. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, he has elephant feet. And then they were like, but her feet though. And they were like, all right, whatever. We didn't really pay no attention to it, but we realized that those videos were you know doing better than the others, and so we were like, you know what, let's bring it back and but just do your feet. And then we did it for like 40 episodes, and it kind of like made our channel you know it took it to another level pretty much. And but now we've both decided pretty much that's not the direction that we want to take the podcast in general, so we pretty much just put that to the back burner and just got back to the roots of our podcast. But now at this point, like, we got like a few, you know, listeners that, you know, really enjoyed the actual conversation, but we didn't want to leave all of the listeners that kind of stumbled across the podcast with the feet that pretty much said like, oh man, we stumbled across this podcast. Not really sure how we stumbled across this, but we like it. And we
also liars.
I know, right?
They're lying. They know that they were looking for.
I want to look. You know what you're looking for.
Jack off a little bit. So let me just go ahead and type this in. And then boom, there they go. Cypher and Chronicles podcast, you know. And then we didn't want to leave them hanging basically. And so that's where the Plenty of Feet Pod comes in. And that's where I'm here to do my thing and, you know, introduce a new guest every single week. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Awesome. I will totally come on Plenty of Pod or Plenty of Feet Pod and show my feet.
I mean, that's crazy that you said that right now, because that was definitely coming in about like 20 minutes. I was going to be like, are you on Plenty of Feet Pod?
Yeah.
So you're going to show your feet on Plenty of Feet Pod, but not on this one? You have to, like, I think we have exclusive rights to your feet, right? Dude, Don't we have to discuss this first?
Right, you have exclusive rights to my farts, not my feet.
First of all, I got to say this right now. I was getting clowned on all day today and yesterday and probably the day before because of my new shoes that I'm extremely proud of. So you all seen all of the Instagram, whatever the social media platform may have been, but where the person says, what are those? You remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So today, these are what I've been wearing.
What are those?
I've been wearing some what are those. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because everybody expects a guy to have on some Nikes, some Dunks, some Air Forces, some Jordans, or whatever you may wear out there. You know, Converse, Chucks, Vans or whatever. But you know what? I decided to take it another direction. I don't even know what these are called. So when
those, say, you know what those are called? You know what those are called? Those are called Sunday church picnic sandals.
Time out.
The audience agrees.
Time out, Lex. I'm with you because somebody asked me today if I could forgive them for all their sins. And I was like, yes. Yes, my child, I will forgive you for all your sins. No, I'm just playing. But real talk though, like, I've been getting clowned on for these. But I think like one of the best things in the world to be is yourself, and to not do things for the pleasure of others and for the approval of others, but do things for the approval of yourself. And these are really fucking comfortable, so I approve of these. So fuck what anybody else thinks, right?
Yeah, fuck what they say. All right. Ricky is ready to play a game. Are you ready to play a game,
Daddy? I just pushed the button. Wait, is it flashing? Because he was doing all the sound effects. I wanted to do one too.
I know, he's jealous because we only got like 4 sounds and you got like a bunch.
Now, honestly, I don't have that many. I just got like 20 of them. But like a lot of them are filled up with like random like Stella quotes and shit like that that I might have like changed at this
Stella?
Point. Yeah, Stella quotes. Hold on. Oh no, I took them out already, but I had a few where like she was like just flat out embarrassing herself and I kept them like, on the soundboard because it was fucking funny. But I guess I changed them out now. But yeah, man, it is convenient to have some sound effects or whatever. Don't be jealous of the sound effects, man. What is the game, by the way? What game do you guys play?
Oh, we're about to play it. It's called Expand Your Flaudulence Vocabulary.
I'm with it.
So this is a game where you learn a new word instead of using the word fart, right? There's so many other words that you can use instead of the word fart. So we got a fart phrase of the day, and feel free to use it in a sentence as much as you can. And today's fart phrase of the day is butt yodeling.
Nice.
Butt yodeling.
I feel like it's happened before. I feel like I like it.
Yeah.
Today's fart phrase, butt yodeling. Use it in a sentence. All right. So I got to use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take a little sippy of this michelada. So once upon a time, your boy Daddy Goods was in a Walmart store and I saw a young boy yodeling tunes that Kanye West later used in the sample. And I said, hold on, watch out, boy. My butt has to yodel.
Oh, now we got competing sound effects. You know, this is our game, so it's our sound effects, okay?
I'm so sorry. I am so done. Sorry. I'm drinking a Michelada, and there's some yodeling to be done from my flatulence.
I'll give that to you. Come on, Ricky. I know you got one.
I thought I would be butt-polking, but instead I'm butt-yodeling.
Oh. I need to get a sound effect like that.
Is that loud enough?
Yeah. He doesn't know. Like, he doesn't know how to do audio. He just doesn't know. It's okay.
I want a McDonald's sound effect now.
A McDonald's sound effect? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Just record that.
I'm loving it. Oh, have it your way is Burger King.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Which, by the way, either of those places will have your butt yodeling.
Have it your way. Have it your way, but yodeling.
I'm definitely buying a burger from that place. Fast.
Are you suffering from constipation? Well, don't worry. Just come on down to Mr. Butt Yodel Burger and we'll get that flatulence right out.
Flaudulence. What is your opinion on this? The way it's pronunciation that Lexi has. Flaudulence.
How do you say flatulence?
Flatulence.
How do I say flaudulence?
Flatulence.
Well, I just said it. Did I say it right?
Say it again.
Flaudulence.
Yeah, that's better.
Flaudulence.
You say flaudulence.
It's still there's still in there. Flaudulence.
Flatulence.
It is a hard word to say, and I will not even lie. I'll tell the truth.
I can say it any way I want.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like it is an odd word, I'll be honest. And it's not a word that like just rolls off the tongue normally. You do gotta practice it a few times before you just say the word. 100%.
Facts.
And yesterday I was practicing it as going down the stairs, and I know I messed up, but where I didn't mess up is that I actually performed the flagellants. So I didn't need to say it right because I did it right. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. All right. So we got some questions for you, Daddy. You ready?
Want them. Let's do it.
All right. I know we've talked about it on your podcast, but this is Ricky's first time talking to you about your farts. So Daddy is married to Mommy. And
Mommy is the salami.
And his mommy has never farted around him, right?
Did I say that?
I mean, your wife has never farted around you, right?
Mommy, we can call her Mommy. That's her name's on Xbox. If you guys,
but we also want to talk about your real mommy, so I don't want to get the two confused.
Oh, my real mommy? Oh no, my real mommy lets them flap like that, like out of pocket flap, like. Mom, what are you doing? Like those kind of flaps.
And the mommy, as in your wifey, she doesn't fart in front of you at all.
Well, she doesn't because we both feel like it kind of fucks up the sexual tension that we have between us. I mean, obviously, like we're still gonna get it in and all that. But like after being married for going on. All right, no, when we get married? I'm 14, right? So it's 21, so how many years has that been? 7, right? And we were together before that, too. So after being together for, over 8 years or 9, 10 years, I don't know how long it's been now. But after that long, we feel like, you know, like doing things like that does turn us off, quite frankly. And I do feel like, and I thought about this before getting on this podcast because I knew we were going to talk about a lot of farts, and I thought about like somebody that's attractive to the opposite sex farting, like how do you feel about it? And I felt like if you were like a if you were a single person, right, or there was somebody that you were really attracted to and they farted, but you were really attracted to them, it may not be something that you're really tripping off of. And you might even be like, man, fuck it. I like the smell of that. But like after like, you know, some time together, I do feel like it is a barrier between the sexual tension, which is something that is very important in the relationship.
I mean, I don't think farts turn me off that bad to the point where I'm like getting ready to get down my man and be like, ew, you farted a couple hours ago. And like, I'm really disgusted where I don't want to do it with you anymore.
I like how Ricky's like creeping in on your screen right now. That's how the farts be creeping out these days.
They do.
Creeping out like, you know, like creeping out. I mean, like, don't get it twisted. Like, we're, like, extremely comfortable around each other, and it does happen. But I know that if it happens, that we're not getting it in tonight type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, because she's like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
So like, I'm just gonna let it, during
sex? Oh, it's like you're getting her vibe from the fart. Like, exactly. That's a signal to you. Like, oh, she's not thinking about, like, being sexy tonight because she's, like, trumping it up.
Oh, I see.
She's more about making music tonight than to making sexual music.
Exactly, Ricky. Like, that's how I take it anyways. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like I've done it still, like after that. Like, but it was like, you know, like maybe like an hour later or something like that. But when she does it, I take it that she don't give a fuck tonight. And you know, pun intended, like she probably is not intending on giving a fuck tonight. Get what I'm saying? And like sometimes I really don't give a damn. Like I'll go ahead and do my thing, like no matter what. But if she does it, like as I'm getting ready to get it cracking or try to get it cracking at least, I take it as a she don't want to do that because she knows I don't like that. So you know, it's interesting because I do understand, like especially from this channel that we're on right now, that you know, some people do truly like the smell of fart, and it does turn them on, and they do want that from the significant other. And you know, like everybody's different. Like that's the crazy thing, because like I'm somebody who, you know, I talk about everything, right? And you know, especially on my podcast, Plenty of Feet Pod, we talk about foot fetish and stuff like that. And a lot of people say things to me like, "Man, like that's crazy. Like I think feet are nasty. Like, like they turn me off, and they're gross. Like everybody is just absolutely different, and like." there's so many different things that could turn somebody on or could be a fetish. Like, everybody just do their thing, you know what I mean? There's some people who, you know, like a specific gender or sex or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then there's people who like feet, like, you know, I don't know, everybody just does their own thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, like, as far as like farts go, like, I'm sure there's some people that really truly like the smell of fart that turns them on, and I'm not mad at that. You know what's crazy is that, like, almost everybody, I've never met somebody who doesn't like the smell of their own fart. So why wouldn't there be somebody who likes the smell of somebody else's fart? You know, like a specific somebody's fart, because everybody does have their own flatulence, right? Their own scent from the flatulence, right? And
do you like the smell of your own farts?
I think everybody does, honestly. I don't think I've ever met somebody who doesn't like the smell of their own farts. Yeah.
And Ricky, do you like the smell of your farts?
I wouldn't say that I like the smell of my farts. I don't mind it. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not grossed out as much. If it's gross, I think it's funny. If another person farts and it's gross, I don't think it's funny.
No, it's never funny. It's never funny when somebody else farts and you're just like, ah, damn.
It is kind of. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble, like, fart shaming on the fart podcast. So no, I think everybody who does whatever they want to do, as long as you're clean and safe.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. We got to trigger people, man. Fuck it. Let's fart shame on a fart podcast, man. Do people get fucking triggered from fart shaming, Lexi? Is this like a typical thing or not really?
I don't know about triggered. Ooh, this is fun. I'm like playing around here. I don't know about triggered, but I do know that, like, I have some fans that are on my Patreon, which if you are not on my Patreon, get on there, because there's some awesome fart content on there for you.
I'm about to lie.
But I've had, so I have three tiers on the Patreon. There's one for just like bonus episodes. There's a second one that has like more content, merch. Then there's a third one that's for all the fart lover boys that want to see and hear the farts. Mm. And one of the perks that I have on there is that they can stream with me live in StreamYard, just like we're doing right now, and chat with me and ask me all the questions, because they always ask me the same questions, but they never see the episodes where I answered the question. So I'm giving them a space to ask it. And a lot of them say they're not comfortable being on camera because they don't want to be out there like that, even though it's only on the Patreon. So I say, okay, well then email me in some questions and I'll just answer it on video and just make it for them, you know? And a lot of people are really shy about it. I'm like, look, I get that you're shy, but like, I don't have sympathy for that, because I have a podcast where I'm talking about farts all the time and I get judged right. all the time, and I don't care. Like, you know, but I know how that feels to care about what people think about you. And I think that's something that we all need to get over as people. Just live your life.
But you do talk about a lot of things on this podcast too. It's not like always about farts.
No, I mean, the idea of the podcast is to talk about things that make people uncomfortable, taboo things, you know, just to get people to have different perspectives, you know?
Why do you think people are so uncomfortable talking about like things that are so natural?
Because someone or a group of people told them that it's gross.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it is, like, you don't want like little kids to be farting each other's faces. They'll go pink eye and shit.
Well, kids already do get pink eye.
But
because this, like, it would be worse.
It's crazy though, because like when you're a parent, right, and you got like a child, you always got to, you know, wipe their ass, you got to clean their poop and all that. Everybody knows that it's like the most natural thing ever. Everybody got to go poop, everybody got to go pee, everybody's got to burp, everybody, like, you know, lets something out, you know what I'm saying? But like when it comes to like us as like adults or whatever age people might be, whatever age you might be listening to this right now, like, what's so nasty about people just doing what's so natural? Because guess what? When you hold that shit in, that shit is fucking painful. And sometimes it feels like a fucking shit. And sometimes you just gotta let that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other day, like, I thought I had to poop really fucking bad. And I go to the bathroom and it was just a fart. I'm like, well, that was really, really fucking like a terrible expense. Or not expense, but fucking, what word am I thinking of? Fuck, man.
I'm not sure.
I can't think of the word. I said expense. A terrible expectation, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, expectation, right? Like, I thought it was going to be like just some huge shit, right? Anyways, I lost
the disappointment.
Yes, thank you. Fuck yeah. That works. Yes, thank you. And I don't even know what my train of thought was with all of that, to be honest. So, fuck it, carry along.
Well, I think that there is a time and a place. You know, I have a rule in my house, like, don't fart while we're at the dinner table, you know, if people are still eating, you know. But if everyone's done eating and we're just sitting there, let it rip.
All right, so, Lexi, I got a question. So, if I actually, just for both of you, you too, Ricky. All right, so if either of you are dating somebody new, what is like the timeline from when they could start farting around you before you think that they're just like gross?
I'm gonna laugh at it, no matter if it's the first date or the third date. I don't.
Yeah, the other person's farts don't really bother me that much.
Yeah.
No, just, not at all.
They're just farting. It's hilarious.
All right, so this is with somebody who is like an interest to you, like you know, like an interest of somebody that you want to be with, right? What if it's somebody that's just like a friend, and you're around them? All right. So let's say if Lexi just lays one crazy right now, Ricky, like, you're not gonna be like, what the fuck did you just do right now?
Yeah, but like, for fun, like, you know, it would be like partially because I was grossed out, but also because I was like, oh my god, oh man, oh no, that's so, oh, what did you eat? Like, that's like, that's part of the fun, right?
You could always put on a mask, you know. I mean, we are still in times of COVID, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. You just do that. Speaking of COVID, have any of you ever caught COVID?
Maybe, I think so, when it like was, everyone had it in February 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had it. That's why you couldn't be on the show.
Yeah, I know, man. I wanted to be on the show so bad, and I almost did it while being still, you know, with symptoms and whatnot. And I was like, I wanted to do the show so bad. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do the show right now. And I'm not even going to trip off my symptoms. I'm just going to go in there and get through it. But I can guarantee you this, I would have been just like fucked up during the whole entire show. Because that day that I told you I wanted to be on the show, I was really, really doing bad. Real talk. Yeah. I don't even think I would have been able to talk. I would have been over here like this. Like,
well, yeah. Maybe the show would have been better if you were like that. No, I'm just kidding.
That was a sound effect moment. You're like, we needed that one because I was fucked up. No, man. No, real talk though, man. But I tell you what though, something that I've heard, and I don't know if I believe it, but I don't even know how I really truly caught COVID, but I have a few hunches on how I caught COVID. And One of my best hunches that I have about how I caught COVID is that I was walking through IKEA shopping for plants, and somebody farted in front of me.
No. Was he not wearing pants?
Well, you can smell it. If you can smell it, then you can breathe it in, right? That's how you breathe, COVID. Smell things, because they breathe them in. I got
COVID from a fart, guys.
Yeah.
I think COVID passes through gas and farts. I said it here first on Fart Talk Radio.
No, you didn't say it here first because we've been over this in previous episodes before about getting COVID through farts. It's so like episode number 5. Watch it, Daddy.
So what did you say about getting...
There's a whole article on it. This tall Asian man wrote about it, and he said you probably could get COVID if you're like bare-assing fart on someone. Bare butt yodeling.
Yay! Yay!
But you're wearing pants.
All right, so timeout. So people can get COVID if somebody with a mask is like coughing around them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why couldn't somebody who had COVID fart and it go through the mask? See, that was actually a debate that I've heard and seen quite a few times, is that people are like, how does a mask even help us if the COVID could, not just the COVID, but if we could smell farts through pants? Then how is it that we can even like protect ourselves from COVID and the air from which the COVID travels with a mask, just a mask, if the fart can get through the fucking drawers and the pants.
Well, the mask is breathable, so it lets air pass back and forth. That's why the mask allows you to breathe. So if it was anything else, it would choke you to death. But most of the air is getting filtered through, most of it, as much as possible. So, like, you know, it's like that nice ratio between, like, being able to breathe and not being and being protecting yourself. Now, if someone farted in your fucking face and, like, juices and stuff were, like, on you, that would stink a lot worse than a fart through jeans, you know, right?
I guess, yeah.
I agree, juices and all that for sure, but, like, most of the time when somebody farts, you don't get juices, but you do still smell a fart, like, from feet away, right?
Have you ever been with somebody who it's, like, they smell great and everything, but then you go down there and it's, like, oh man, that smell is probably like wiping issue, right?
It could be a number of different things.
I've had that happen before. It could be a normal, different varieties of things for sure. Yeah, it could be hygiene, no doubt.
Sure, but I mean, it's not that there's like a problem. It's just everybody, you know, messes up. Some go into the bathroom right now and go wipe your butt and see if there's like a little bit of something, you know.
I feel you.
Everyone go smell their asshole right now.
Just go stick your finger up in there, smell what's in there, and you'll know that your butt always stinks.
We're really not trying to educate you all on COVID.
Well, a great way to end the show.
Oh man, is this the end already? 30 minutes in? Bye.
Yeah. We keep a short pace around here.
That's good. That's a good idea. That's good.
Yeah, but Daddy, it's been great. You got to come back sometime. I do feel like you need to work on your, what's the word I'm looking for?
Butt disappointment.
I'm so sorry if I disappointed anybody with my butt juices or my farts or anything, my flashiness.
No, like not that. At all.
But I mean, I just got to say, like, right, like, it's the best to just be yourself anywhere.
Yeah. Whether you're blowing gas or kissing ass, you know?
Lexi, so can we expect you on the Plenty of Feet pod soon?
Yes.
We'll talk about a date and a time in the DMs. And yeah. Ricky,
no.
We're gonna have you on. We're gonna have you on. No, Tyler, you didn't even let me finish. Like, come
okay,
on.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna have your feet on too. No, just playing. All right. We're gonna have you on the Cypher and Chronicles sometime soon, or what?
Yeah, I'll do that. Can I show my feet on it though? I don't want to show my feet on the Showing Your Feet podcast. I want to show my feet on the other one.
That's a really fucking interesting thing to say, and I'm totally down.
I'm sure Stella would be down for it too.
You gotta talk to Stella about that.
Yeah,
and I think that's a funny and great idea because I would show my feet too.
Right,
and we would just bring our subscriber base all the way down that day, and I'm totally down with that. Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it. Let's ruin your podcast.
Thanks for coming and chatting with us. And make sure you guys check out Cypher and Chronicles. They're on YouTube. And follow them on Instagram and follow Daddy Goods on IG at Daddy Goods. And we'll see y'all later. Bye.